The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ruddy, on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy. I'm broker and owner in with Patrick Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we have a special guest here today, Angelo Ambrosacchia. Angelo is with PHH Mortgage, and that's the parent company of ERA, Coldwell Banker, and Century 21 Mortgage.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, Jackie. Thanks for having me in.
Anytime. We've got a lot to cover. We're here to answer all questions regarding financing and real estate. We're here every Saturday and Sunday. We have a full-time real estate office with 12-plus realtors. We've been listing and selling real estate for over 40 years. Feel free to email us at...
That's questions at jruddy.com. You can call us on our toll-free number, 888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225. Or you can call us at 570-344-6724.
Or you can visit us at Dunmore Corners. We're conveniently located at 111 West Drinker Street. If you'd like to hear us discussed on this show, you can email us at jruddy.com. That's topics at jruddy.com.
And visit our website.com. You can browse the MLS. You could look at all of our lists. Meet our agents, and we have a lot of cool links there, too.
Thank you, Pat. So, Ange, tell us about who you are and why you do what you do.
Okay, well, name's Angelo Ambrosacchia. I've been doing mortgages now for about 11 years in the area. When I got into the business, for the first half of my career, I worked in the back office. I got to do the processing, the closing documents, underwriting. That gave me a good base for the knowledge that I have now to go out and sit down and meet with people, originate mortgages for people looking to buy a home, and just help guide them through the process from beginning to end and try to make it as least painful as possible.
So you started at a local bank?
Yeah, I was at a local bank for about 6 years. After that, at the local bank, that's where I got my experience with underwriting, processing, and closings. And that gave me the base that I needed to get out and originate mortgages, which is what I really like doing. Originating mortgages is where I go out, I meet with people, collect and help people do what they need up front to get to the closing table. The experience I got at the bank, at the local bank, was great for me because then when I got out into the street and I started originating mortgages, I knew exactly what I needed to look for on these files. The biggest issue we have right now is I think a lot of these companies, when they hire people to go out and originate mortgages, they don't have that back office experience and they're not as trained on what they need to look for on files. And I think that's a recipe to lead for issues over the course of the loan that could have been prevented up front. So I really think that experience is what gave me the knowledge I needed to go out and really do a good job for people.
So you really did climb that corporate ladder.
Yep. Started right from the ground up.
Good.
One thing I like about dealing with Angelo is me and Jackie, we have some personal experience with this, is we went with a company that wasn't local to do a mortgage, and it was nightmarish. There was no face on it, and every time we called up, we were dealing with Clerk A, Clerk B, Clerk C. I couldn't get a straight answer from anybody. You're in underwriting. You're not in underwriting. We need more documents. The thing I like about dealing with Angelo is when I have a problem, I call Angelo, and Angelo gets it straightened out. I don't have to go through all that baloney. That's the beauty about dealing with the local people.
Yep, and again, depending on the person you're dealing with up front, if the, you know, structuring a loan and making sure everything is going to work fine, you need to spend that extra time up front with people. That's the key to the whole thing. You need to spend the extra time looking at the bank statements, looking at the pay stubs, analyzing tax returns if you need to, and make sure that you're covering all your bases and that you're not going to run into the issues that people are running into today. To people that are approved up front, they submit their application, they think everything's fine, and then over the course of the loan, they have issues come up. the loans potentially don't end up closing.
Yes, we know about that, don't we?
That's a huge issue right now, because up front, anybody could tell you anything you want to hear.
Oh, that they promise you the world just to get you in. And by the way, give me a deposit and we'll get this ball rolling. But Angelo, dealing with Angelo, it's a different ballgame. How many times have you been through the mortgage process, do you think, with people over your career? Do you ever think about that?
You know, I really haven't. It's funny for me, because the first half of my career, again, I go back to the local bank experience, not originating mortgages, but just doing the back office work, okay, hand over fist working on files. You know, once I got out into the origination world, a lot of the realtors didn't know who I was. So it took me a little bit of time to get going. I didn't have anybody to help give me a little push in the beginning. It was just basically hitting the street, getting the card out there, you know, having people trust me to start sending me some referrals and see I do a good job, and then build on that.
Well, I felt like I've dealt with you hundreds of times anyway, so.
It's like knocking on doors. That's what it's going out knocking.
Yeah, it
on
really is. And when you come from the experience of working in the back office and you come out and nobody knows who you are, it takes time to develop those relationships and gain the trust from people. So you have this knowledge. You know you could do a good job. You just have to get people to give you a chance. So for the first couple of years I was originating mortgages, I was not nearly as busy as I've been the last couple of years, because it does take time to build your business. But sure, then when you build it, realtors, like anything else, realtors talk, and they'll let other realtors know who's good, and word starts getting around whether you do a good job or not.
Well, in our office at Century 21 Jack Credit, you have a good name, and we don't get anything from it. I want to make that clear. If we do a loan through you,
right,
it's not like I get a free dinner or a gift certificate or anything. We do it because it's the best thing for the customer. I feel that you're the best for the customer. That's why I like to recommend you.
Yep,
and I have a list of other people we use also.
Sure.
You know, other people are very good too, but we're just going to talk about you today because you're here.
And your office is one of the first ones that really gave me a shot when I had started originating the files, and I really developed some relationships there.
Well, you got the deals closed. I mean, and that's the proof, you know. So how do we get in touch with you?
You could reach me on my cell phone. That's the best place to get me, at area code 570-815-0528. Or you can visit me on my website at angeloambrosacchia.phhmortgage.com. And it's my full name, angeloambrosacchia.phhmortgage.com. And from the website too, there is a lot of information on there. Because one of the things I get the most from people is, where do I start? We want to buy a house. Where do I start? What do I need?
Yeah, that brings us right into our first question. Are the banks lending? Are they lending money?
Yes. Believe it or not, they are lending money.
And there is this myth out there that we have to break through somehow, some way. There's a lot of people that I talk to that say, why aren't the banks lending?
See, and again, this is where we've seen a huge transformation the last couple of years in the business as the subprime market went away. Subprime market, you know, for those of you that don't know what I mean when I say the subprime market, I mean borrowers that do not have, you know, say an average to excellent credit score, maybe a below average score, or they've had some credit issues in the past. They were able to get loans. You know, they would pay for it on the interest rate, but they were able to get loans. You could do, you know, say 5-10% down, you know, maybe not be able to verify your income, but that's just the way those loans work. You wouldn't be able to verify your income. Maybe you can't verify your assets. And there were programs out there for pretty much anybody with a heartbeat. So that's kind of what got everything into where we're at right now. We've seen a huge change. The pendulum has swung where we had anybody being able to get a loan, and now it's gotten a lot stricter, where you do have to be able to verify your income, your assets. And if you can't, you're going to have a very hard time getting a loan, because the stated income loans, for the most part, have gone away. If you can't verify your income, you better have a cosigner that can. Or you better wait until the time you can verify your income. I was doing a lot of loans during the subprime era for, you know, your mostly cash businesses, a lot of people that work on tips. And we were able to put, the way it would basically work is they would state their income, and we had websites we can go to make sure what they're stating to us made sense. And if it made sense, basically they could get approved for a stated income loan, and they would not ask them for verification of what they're making. as long as the number made sense, they were telling us. With the added risk came the added rate. People pay a higher rate, maybe get a lot of adjustable loans, but they were able to get loans. Which brings us to today's market, where it is a little tougher, but the banks are lending.
And if I have the right credit score?
Well, that's the thing. You know, people think there needs to be a minimum score, or we've heard in the media, you need to have good credit. You need to have 20% down. And that's just not the case. I mean, FHA loans are very popular loans right now.
What is FHA?
FHA is a government loan. It's a federal loan through the government, and it only requires a 3.5% down payment. You can get the seller to pay your closing costs in the form of seller assist, if that's possible. They're really, right now, we at our company, we have a 600 cutoff on credit score, but FHA is very, very forgiving on credit scores. So to be able to go down to 600, there's the myth gone right there that you need perfect credit to buy a loan, to buy a home. I mean, I'm doing loans every day for, you know, 620, 640, 650 borrowers, you know, that have had credit issues, don't have a lot of money to close, but we're still able to get them closed. We're still able to get them a home. And with FHA, FHA doesn't penalize you on your interest rate the way a conventional loan does. So you have these buyers that are able to have minimal money out of pocket, not great credit, maybe average or below average, still able to get a home, still able to get a great interest rate.
On FHA, a lot of people sometimes think that FHA, you have to be a first-time home buyer. Is that the case?
Right. FHA is not a first-time. FHA is used, for the most part, that's the program that's used the most for first-time home buyers. But you do not need to be a first-time home buyer.
Yes, I've seen people do it over and over and over again and take advantage of a very good program that's out there.
There are a few exceptions, but for the most part, you can only have one FHA loan at a time.
Okay.
So you have to watch that.
Okay. Over time.
Well, I could sell that house and then buy another house FHA. Correct.
Right, as long as the first home is being paid off.
And it doesn't stand for first home assistance.
No.
It's Federal Housing Administration?
Right.
Okay.
Right. And it's not a first-time home buyer program, but it ends up being the loan we use most for first-time home buyers, primarily for the money out of pocket. You're looking at a $100,000 home, you need to have $3,500 out of pocket. And you're still going to get a great interest rate. You don't have to have perfect credit. So that's why we see that the most, in my opinion, I feel, for first-time buyers. Because the biggest hurdle first-time buyers have is the money to close.
Cash.
Yeah. I mean, people don't have 20% sitting in their bank accounts. Some do.
I don't.
Some do. But most first-time home buyers don't. So that's why we end up using the FHA loan so often. But it is not for first-time home buyers. No. And FHA is for 1 to 4 unit properties. So if you really want to make a great investment, you know, for your first home, move into one of the units and rent out the others. That's an owner-occupied home. It's eligible for FHA, and you can go up to 4 units. So have your tenants pay for your mortgage.
It's the way it was where I grew up. I lived in a 2-family, paid my dad's mortgage.
Yeah.
Worked out fine.
Yeah, it's a great program, and the rates are absolutely phenomenal for it right now. So what we're hearing a lot about, having to have perfect credit and having to have 20% down, again, I think it's a lot of, I don't want to say scare tactics, but
it's myths. It's myths.
There's a lot of people out there not applying, probably because that's what they're thinking. You know, we need to save 20%. Or, you know what, we had a couple issues in the past with our credit. We're probably not going to qualify.
Well, thanks. That's good information to know. And at this time, I'd like to go over a listing. We have a listing at 50 Fairview Street in Carbondale, Debbie Saar's listing. It's $185,000. It's a one-story. That's a ranch built in 1960, 75 by 150 lot. It's a brick exterior with a one-car attached garage, gas heat, also electric heat, and some wall unit air conditioners. It's in the west side of Carbondale, and it has a finished walkout lower level. 5 bedrooms total, 3 baths. And the lower level could also make a nice in-law suite with a family room, kitchen, sitting area, fireplace.
Very nice. When I went up there, I took a quick look at it. It's got a lot of curb appeal. And also, there is a school very close by. So if you have the little kiddies, you won't have to go too far. It's so close, you don't even have to put them on the bus.
Has a patio area and a deck overlooking a pool.
Mm, beautiful.
Very nice. This past summer was...
How much is that house again?
$185,000. Okay, it's time for a short break. We will be back in a bit with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
Looking for the one home that's right for you? It's one of the biggest decisions of your life. Don't leave it all to a website. Connect with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. They'll work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that will give you the best value. Then they will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, the gold standard. Whether it's time to move up or you're simplifying your life but don't want to sacrifice your comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. They're the experts on real estate. Tune in on Saturdays at 8:30 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Century 21 Jack Ruddy knows real estate.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
When you close your eyes and imagine the home of your dreams, what do you think of? The perfect bathroom or the perfect kitchen? Or maybe you've always wanted the perfect room to curl up and watch the game or read a book. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate wants to help you find that perfect home. Whether it's time to move up or you're simplifying your life but don't want to sacrifice your comfort, take a virtual tour at jruddy.com. Looking today or know someone who is? Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724 or jruddy.com. Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on Saturdays at 8:30 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Century 21 Jack Ruddy knows real estate.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers. We are back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, in with Patrick Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
Hello there.
Hello there. And our special guest, Angelo Ambrosacchia with PHH Mortgage. That's the parent company of ERA, Coldwell Banker, and Century 21 Mortgage.
Yes, thanks.
Hi.
Hello.
What's your contact information again, please?
Contact information, if you want to reach me by cell, is 570-815-0528. And my email address, I had shortened because people were having such a hard time spelling my full last name. So it's Angelo, A-N-G-E-L-O, dot Ambrose, A-M-B-R-O-S-E.
Nice.
At mortgagefamily.com.
Good.
We were saying we were going to call him Angelo Alphabets because he's got so many name letters in that last name there.
Yeah, well, I told the company, I said, you need to get me a second email address right away.
Well, that was good thinking because it took me years to be able to pronounce your name correctly.
What's our contact information?
Well, email.
Email. You can, if you want any questions, if you want a topic about the show, you can send it to questions at jruddy.com or topics at jruddy.com. You can call us at 344-6724. We're located at 111 West Drinker Street at Dunmore Corners.
Or 888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225.
Very good.
Okay, so before the break, we were talking about FHA mortgages, and we were talking about how you didn't have to be a first-time home buyer to qualify for a mortgage. And this is the Federal Housing Administration, the government-insured loan, FHA loan. Which we're doing a ton of these days because of the subprime market.
Yes, we're doing a ton of them for two reasons. Basically, the money out of pocket, again, the minimal amount of money out of pocket, and the forgiving credit scores.
Very good.
That's why we're seeing so much of that. Yep.
Now about the FHA mortgages, there's a really neat little thing that most people don't know about that we were going to go over that we didn't have the time to discuss before.
Right. The required on an FHA loan, whatever the purchase price is, whatever the price is you're buying the home for, you need to have 3.5% of that come out of your pocket. Now, when we say come out of your pocket, that money, that 3.5% can be what we call gifted to you if you have a family member that's willing to help you out. Mm-hmm. So literally, we're talking about getting into the home with zero money out of your own pocket. So if you do have anybody that can help you out and help you out with your 3.5% required down payment.
So $100,000 home, if my father wants to give me $3,500, I'm in, I'm good?
You're in the house, no money out of pocket.
Wow. Yep. That's great.
And again, you're getting a very, very competitive interest rate. I mean, people that are putting 20% down aren't getting a much better rate than you're getting. I mean, the rates are very, very low right now.
Yeah, we were talking before about FICO scores, F-I-C-O. What is a FICO score?
Your FICO score is the score that is determined. Basically, there's 100 million things that go into what comes out to be your score. Because I talk to a lot of people every day that'll say, I pay my bills on time every month. Why is my score not higher? And there's a lot of things that go into it. How recent the debt is that you're taking out. If you have credit cards, what percentage of the balance do you owe? I mean, if you may have 5 or 6 credit cards you pay on time every month and you're thinking I'm doing great here and you have every one of them just about maxed out.
Oh.
You're gonna have a lower score than you're probably gonna expect.
I don't know that.
When they check it. So yeah, because to the credit companies it looks like you're not managing your money properly. You're maxing out your cards. So that goes into it. And the way mortgages work, we get 3 credit scores. We pull what's called a tri-merge credit report. You get an Experian score, a TransUnion score, and an Equifax score. And the way we do it is we throw out the lowest number out of the 3. We throw out the highest number out of the 3, and we use what's called your middle score. That middle score is what's the number we're going to use to determine what kind of program you go into, what kind of rate you're going to get. That's the key number.
Oh, very good. Now, what is a debt-to-income ratio?
Debt-to-income, when we look at your income, and it's a lot easier if you're a salaried or W-2 borrower, we use your gross income. So literally, if somebody says, I make $12 an hour and I work 40 hours a week, we'll take 12 times 40, figure out your weekly gross, multiply it by 52 to get a yearly figure, and then divide it by 12. And that would be your monthly gross income. If you're on a yearly salary, we could just take that salary and divide it by 12. That would be your monthly gross. And most of the mortgage programs now are looking for a monthly gross debt to income of somewhere in the 40s, depending on the program you're at. You're going to take your monthly gross income, you're going to compare that to the debts that show up on your credit report, your credit card debts, your installment debts, you know, any automobile loans, anything like that. And once you take up the current debt, add up the current debt you have, add up the proposed payment on the home you're going to buy.
Oh, that's added in. Okay.
Added in. And then normally you don't want that to be higher than, say, 38-40% of your monthly gross income. Now, again, FHA, what we were discussing, is more lenient.
I was just about to say that.
You can go up to 46, you know, 48%. And I've seen them get approved that high if the borrower has a good credit score and there's other factors going on there. Maybe they have a little bit more down or something. But for the most part, you want to keep the debt to income in the low 40s tops. And if you need PMI, actually, which I don't know if we want to get into that right now, that's private mortgage insurance. That is what is required if you don't have a 20% down payment. Now, if you need PMI, your debt to income is capped at 41%.
Oh, okay.
So you can't have a higher than 41% debt to income ratio or the PMI companies will not insure you. So the debt to income is very important. That's why you need to have somebody up front when they sit down with you to make sure you're going to qualify for a mortgage, accurately calculate your debt to income. Because if there's a problem and somebody doesn't do it the right way, you're going to run into issues. If it ends up being too high, your loan will get turned down.
So that's why it's very good to sit down with someone like yourself prior to going looking at a home or for a home and before determining what price range you want to be in, because you're going to be able to figure all of this out, A, if they're qualified
right
for a loan.
Right.
And in what range, what price range would be the best suited.
Yeah, we'll look at the price range. And, you know, we talk to people, you know, I talk to people every day where maybe the realtor will suggest to them to get pre-approved. And for some reason or another, they'll take that as some sort of an insult. You know, what do you mean get pre-approved? I know I qualify. But get the pre-approval, because when it comes to mortgages, especially these days, there's a lot of little rules. There's a lot of little things that can mess the whole deal up.
Right.
So get your pre-approval, make sure you qualify, and then you and your realtor will have peace of mind knowing you're going to be able to get a loan once you actually find the house you want, because that's the worst thing that can happen.
Right. We, at Century 21 Jack Ready, we had a deal I was doing with Jackie, and I insisted that the lady get me a pre-approval letter, and she got highly, highly insulted that I wanted a pre-approval letter to go with the offer. She,
right.
And she said, oh, I remember another one I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
She was highly insulted.
And again, you know, you depending on the situation, there are, you know, the days of, well, I have a high credit score and I have money down, I'm not going to have a problem going anywhere. The mortgage rules have changed so much that no matter who you are, you need to get pre-approved.
I agree.
You need to have somebody look at your credit, look at your income, just make sure, because you know, even that person that has the high credit and the money down, you need to talk to somebody that knows what they're doing, putting your mortgage together, because there are many, many things that can end up messing up that deal.
Well, one of the things that I like to say, it's very beneficial, but there's very little effort that has to go into this, and it doesn't cost anything to get pre-approved. And those are the points that I usually mention, but along with the fact that if you do find that house that you want, that dream house, and you're putting an offer in, most sellers are going to require that paperwork.
Right.
They don't even want to even entertain something without a pre-approval. I mean, I've been instructed that way by many sellers. Look, I want people, even before they even look, to be pre-approved.
Right, and when we're representing a seller, we say, listen, why would I take my house off the market and lose valuable time with this person who's not pre-qualified, and we're going to find out 3 weeks down the road that you can't afford the house anyway, so.
Right, and again, like Jackie was saying, the pre-approval is free of charge, and it does not obligate you to go with that lender. But you're better off making the call. Usually you can do it on a 10-minute phone call. You can get the thing done.
Also, right. the other point there that I don't want to lose is the fact that when you're in a multiple offer situation, you want to make yourself look the best and the strongest. And with a pre-approval, you know, not that there's any question, because, you know, a pre-approval, there's other things that can happen down the road, but at least you look as strong as you could possibly be.
Sure.
Okay, at this time, we're going to go over another listing. 933 James Avenue in Scranton, just reduced to 119.9. This is John Pendrack's listing from our office, Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. 6 rooms, 3 bedrooms, 1 bath, built in 1993. It's a very affordable, practical 1993 ranch in good condition in East Scranton. It's close to the Lofts at the Mill and close to NAOG and Everhart Museum, major hospitals, universities, close to all the interstates and main roads. Easily maintainable lot, 50 by 150 are the lot dimensions, 1-car garage, 119.9. And our tip today, sellers, if you're showing a property, you have a property listed, I always like to tell my sellers, have your property records available and ready. Maybe in a drawer, in a cupboard. Utility bills, especially the heat costs.
Oh, everybody wants to know the heat costs. I mean, it's valuable information. I don't want to be moving into a house and say, oh, by the way, the heat is $5,000.
Tax information, garbage, appliance manuals, warranties, and any heating service contracts. Buyers, before you look at a home, check out the neighborhood first. Check out the surroundings and the neighborhood, the area. If you like it, then, if you like it from the outside, schedule an appointment to go inside. I can't tell you how many times I got to a property and somebody said, there's no lot, or I don't like what's next door, across the street.
There's a cemetery across the street. You can tell them you have quiet neighbors.
Yeah. Saves valuable time. Check out the area first. And we'd like to thank Angelo. Angelo, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me in.
Again, your contact information?
My cell phone number, again, is 570-815-0528. And my email address is angelo.ambrose, A-M-B-R-O-S-E, at mortgagefamily.com.
We'd like to have you in on a future show if you'd like.
Sure, sounds great. Let me know.
All right. That concludes today's Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker, with Jackie Ruddy and Patrick Devaney of Century 21 Jack Ruddy's. If you have any questions during the week, feel free to email us at
questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can send us a topic at topics@jruddy.com.
Call us 344-6724 or toll free
at 888 888-
888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225.
Or stop by and visit us at Dunmore Corners, 111 West Drinker Street. Thank you for listening and have a fantastic weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.